Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, celebrate with you, but alas, we will still celebrate the great John Sterling here. John, shout out to you. We'll get to him in a minute. Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. Pair of field level tickets to see the Bombers take on Tampa at the stadium on Sunday, April 21st. Right now, we'll do caller number 10, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. And it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. Listen again tomorrow at the same time for another chance to win here on BT and Sal. BT and Sal. All right, so John Sterling is the best. And, you know, I know there's a lot of stories out there. Obviously, John is going to step away and retire, hang him up, 86 years young. You know, we have been told, and we want to certainly communicate this as clearly as possible. There's a lot of stories out there. It's not health related. It's not. He's just at the finish line for whatever reason. I'm surprised because I always, you know, there's certain people when you take away, like, I think this about Rick Pitino. Like, when Rick's done coaching, a part of Rick is going to die. That is, there is no, not even shoot a 70 at Wingfoot is going to replace. That's where he lives, for those who don't know. That's not going to replace that void. And with John, just what the Yankees mean to him, what the microphone means to him, the entertainment value, I'm very surprised he's stepping away. But I think he hit a wall. And we've been told repeatedly that he's healthy. It's not health related. He's just done.
You know, I do get it, too, because it, you think about it, you're off, right? Off for the season, and then all of a sudden it starts up, and you think you're excited about another season, and then you start getting into the daily grind, and you're like, I'm 85, 86. I don't really need this stuff. So I know he loves doing what he's doing, obviously. He's being the voice of the Yankees. But, you could certainly understand. It sucks that we didn't have. I just took it for granted. Like, he'll let us know when his last game is going to be. Or maybe, this is his last season. At some point, he'd announce that.
I know.
And, obviously, just to have it happen so suddenly. But Saturday's going to be nice. He'll be in the booth for a little bit. I guess I don't know how much of the game he's going to do. But he will be in the broadcast booth Saturday after the Yankees honor him. That'll be nice for John. But, come on. He's been the only voice that a lot of us have known for the Yankees dating back for years.
I grew up with Rizzuto. Met fans grew up with Kiner, and it's kind of sad.
Like, who was on? Do you remember who was on radio before Sterling? I don't.
On the radio, let me see.
Because I remember Rizzuto.
Was that? Hold on. Was that Spencer Ross?
Was it?
I'm asking. I don't know.
I know he did. Dove. Spencer did Knicks stuff.
He definitely did Knicks.
I mean, he's talking about over 36 years ago, obviously, for John. I don't know who the voice of the Yankees is. The point is, he's the only voice that I've ever known on the radio.
On the radio.
Like the lead guy. I know him and Kay did it, and Charlie Steiner, and now Susan, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't driving at that point. I was still too young to drive. So I was at the mercy of the Met games in my dad's car.
Yeah,
so I don't even know. I mean, Dove, who was, I'm sure you're looking it up right now, who was the Yankee radio voice before John?
I know. When I grew up, it was Messer, Bill White, and Rizzuto.
No, they were on TV.
Radio?
No, they were radio. Huh.
No. For how long?
Yes.
Really?
They actually rotated TV and radio, but all three did both.
Did they? I don't even remember that.
Me neither.
See, here's the thing, and you know, when you look at some of these great voices in New York, you know, Marv Albert was the standard, and Mike Breen is amazing. Marv was dry. Breen's a combination of fantastic mechanics and wit and humor. Sterling was wacky. And
he's a character.
That's what I'm saying. And wackiness, I don't know that it plays anymore. I love it. But I think the next voices, I think they're going to be very buttoned up. Even when Howie Rose, says that he's done with the Mets, it's going to be a different presentation. I'm not going to say it's not going to be good. It's going to be different, and I'm going to miss different.
Yeah, well, and being a character, being an individual who separates yourself from everybody else is special. That's what makes him so special. He wasn't trying. See, now there are people who maybe try to emulate his style, or people get creative and come up with the calls, whatever. You know, we joked around about that. That was his thing. He created that. He did it on his own. Nobody else either had the smarts, the ability to, the thought, the confidence to be able to go out there and do it differently than it's ever been done before. Everybody's cookie cutter. They all sound the same.
Yeah,
and he didn't. That's what stood out. I remember I told you the story. My uncle said, you got to listen to this guy. You don't say that about everybody, but with him, you do, because it is high, it is high. It was theatrical. That's what made him special. He stood out. I mean, even off the air, and you and I both worked with him. I remember producing some of his shows. I remember being in the newsroom. He used to call all the time to get scores on whatever. As he said, he's a diehard sports fan. He used to call the newsroom all the time. Sal, can you tell me what the score of the Hawks-Mavericks game is?
What, do you have a couple G's on?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just telling you what happened. He used to call. And then, like, the first time I worked with him, did anybody ever tell you that Sal Licata rhymes with veal piccata? Because that's what my understanding, that you like veal piccata. It's something like that. Like,
gosh.
Yeah, that's what he said on the air. I'm producing a show, and he goes, Sal Licata likes veal piccata. I guess that might have been my home run call, something like that.
Anyway,
point is, he was just as wacky and as
wacky
a character as there could be
awesome.
On and off the air.
Awesome.
And
just
I love
awesome.
It.
Me too. So he is, again, we've been told he's in good health. It's not that. Just done. And there'll never be another John Sterling. I understand some of the criticisms, a botched call, jumping into the shtick, and it's at the wall, or it's caught at the fence, or it's over, and you think it's caught, or you think it's caught, and it's over. Hey, the man is 86 years old, and he poured his heart into it, and I love him. So, John, enjoy retirement. Have a great day on Saturday. We can obviously get into some Sterling stuff here as well, but we'll never have somebody like that again. He's different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.